Your biggest hit, as far as the record chart is concerned, was Take Good Care of My Baby, a song written by the fantastic songwriting team of Jerry Goffin and Carole King. Was that song written for you?
I was in the studio recording what would have been the first Carole King, Jerry Goffin song of my career, and I was excited about it. It was part of an album that was called How Many Tears, and it did eventually come out as a single, and it's still one of my favorite records. It's just a great tune.
So that's the one you were recording that day.
That on the session, and Carole and Jerry flew out from New York to be at the session, and we took a break, and Carole said, could I play a couple of tunes that we wrote? And I said, sure, and I'd love to hear them. And one of them was called In My Baby's Eyes, which is a wonderful song, and I eventually recorded that. And the other one was Take Good Care of My Baby. And people ask me about, you think that there's some magic formula or something that to music, but often songs that I thought were going to be hit songs turned out to not be hit songs or didn't chart as well as some of the ones that were, total surprises that I had no idea. But Take Good Care of My Baby is one of the few songs that, and The Night Has a Thousand Eyes were probably the two songs that I heard presented in whatever fashion, on a demo or live and in person, as Carole did Take Good Care of My Baby, that I really thought, this is a number one record. And Take Good Care of My Baby was, as a matter of fact, for three weeks in Billboard. So.
Yes, it was. And in fact, that was really something that you thought that way, because you had never had a number one record before.
That's right. And it was it was a real thrill, and for to see it cresting up there at number one for 3 weeks was pretty amazing.
Now, the beginning part of it goes, "My tears are falling.
My tears are falling, taken away, and though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say." And then the piano, bum bum bum, take good care of my baby. Well, apparently, to get back to your original question, the song had been presented to Dion, and so it wasn't actually written for me. He did a version of it, minus that little ad-lib intro. And Snuffy Garrett, my producer, he had a great ear, and he wasn't a musician. In fact, he couldn't even sing very well, but he had a great instinct for songs. And he said the song needs something. He said, could you write a little ad-lib intro for it, just to kind of set it up a little bit? And and so they wrote that little piece, and I think it was the pivot point for the song, because it really set up what was to come next.
I think you needed it. You needed that beginning,
right? And so as a result of that, that little ad lib intro, I probably recorded another 20 Carole King, Jerry Goffin songs after that, and more than half of them had ad-lib intros on them.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away, and though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her, paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. Take good care of my baby. Just take good care.